We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Do you think there is an emergency at the southern border? And do you want the president to declare it? 88% of you are saying yes. And that's what we're talking about this morning. Now we are joined by Rick Berger, research fellow at the American Enterprise Institute. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning, Tommy. Thanks for having me. Happy Friday.
Same to you, sir. You know, a lot of people, I think, are hearing national emergency and losing their you-know-what. But actually, I think we can remember when the opioid crisis or when the president was talking about it, he stopped a little short of declaring it a national emergency. And this is not that uncommon of a thing in terms of a president declaring a national emergency, is it?
So, no, that's exactly correct. In terms of the court cases that are going to come, the lawsuits that will probably be filed pretty quickly here, the ones that challenge his authority to declare a national emergency, I think, are likely to fail. Let me caveat that by saying I'm not a lawyer, nor do I play one on TV, but typically the courts have deferred to the president on such determinations. What's more vulnerable here is whether or not he can move some of this money around that gets into the power of the purse, constitutional issues between Congress and the president, and that's probably going to be held up quite a bit longer.
So I'm reading this quote from you, Richard, that says, "This emergency declaration is short-sighted in every way. It will hurt military readiness and disaster-ridden communities by diverting funds that were authorized by Congress for specific purposes. More troops will have to be pulled from training against Russia, China, and terrorists to string up barbed wire on the border. It will also do lasting harm to the military as a whole by pitting the wall against the troops in the upcoming negotiations to avert almost $300 billion in defense cuts over the next 2 years. Congress can and should act to neuter this emergency proclamation and reclaim its unconstitutional authority as the ultimate arbiter of American taxpayer dollars." Is it different in this emergency, or has that been and the American Enterprise Institute is a conservative organization, just to let the audience know. But is this as it relates to this specific executive order, or is this something that the American Enterprise Institute has been watching the cumulative effect of over all of the executive orders that have been issued?
So I think to the latter point, I know that was a mouthful. Sorry, yeah. I write long sentences.
No, but that's all right.
To the latter point, I mean, conservatives, particularly in Congress, have been worried about executive overreach for a long time. And I think you have folks, particularly in the Senate GOP, who are worried about what a President Cory Booker or a President Kamala Harris will do coming in and saying that there's an emergency surrounding climate change, trying to push through the Green New Deal on something like this. I think in the specific case, it's self-defeating in a lot of ways because it's not going to get the president his border wall. And it's going to do a lot of damage to the Republican Party and the military in the meantime. I mean, all the projects that he's taking money from for military construction are going to halt in their tracks. The Senate GOP, we've got a lot of vulnerable people in 2020. We need to keep the Senate. That's how we're getting judges. That's basically the main priority of the president as well as of the base, at least over the course of this presidency. They're going to have to take probably the worst vote of some of their lives over the next 2 weeks when Speaker Pelosi passes a resolution of disapproval and Majority Leader McConnell has no way to stop this. So I think in the bigger picture, the tactics and strategy of this are not great for actually getting the wall done either. It's going to be tied up in court, and by the time there's a big deal, there's one big deal that's left in President Trump's presidency that we've got to do in Congress over the next year. And by the time that rolls around, there's going to be nothing else. So he could very well end up in a place where he's created all this damage in the interim, but has nothing to show for it.
In terms of politics, and I want the audience to understand, I'm not criticizing President Trump. I am not praising Nancy Pelosi. I am not praising McConnell. But let me ask you this. Is this, for the Trump administration, almost an all-in poker game kind of thing where it's like, you know what, I'm going to, pardon the pun, going to the wall on this one, and we're all in, And if I lose, then it's going to be another tough 2 years. But if I win, then I'm cruising on the six more.
I think that's right. I mean, the one kind of argument in favor of this is it's a way out of this kind of three-week continuing resolution. We don't know what we're doing, continual deadlines and shutting the government down. And that's fine. But at the end of the day, you know, that would have been true anyway. And I think as we get closer to 2020, you know, there's building the wall and then there's blaming the Democrats for not building the wall. And I wonder which is actually more effective politically for the president.
Rick, I appreciate your time. I really do. I hope you have a great weekend.
And likewise, Tommy. Have a good one.
You too, sir. Rick Berger, research fellow at the American Enterprise Institute, a conservative organization.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.